The science of college player evaluation for NFL personnel departments is an ongoing, year-round process. However, last month's annual scouting combine in Indianapolis unofficially kicked off the countdown to the draft.
It's a good beginning. It's the first step in the evaluation process. You get to meet them for the first time in person, evaluate them, and it's just the beginning of the process that's going to take 3 months.
In many cases, the combine provides a team with its first impression of these young men, a first impression that may be all a coach or general manager needs. Strength, speed, and agility are crucial for a player, but the true measure of a man may be found in their character.
I think we would all say that we like big, fast, productive players, but unfortunately there's about five of those and they're all drafted the first five picks. So many times that we've missed on players, we've missed on the person, not the player. It's those other aspects, the character and the intangibles, why so many times I think we miss on these guys.
You leave no stone unturned. You want to find all the information out about the guy that you can possibly find out, especially his love for the game. You want him in our locker room, and that's valuable information.
That information, along with hours of game tape, make up a player's resume. And in very few industries will a resume be so thoroughly combed over. For the Cardinals, the decision process is less about finding a player in a position of need, but instead, drafting a player that can be a keystone in the organization's foundation for years to come.
If you're asking about the draft and need, I try not to put those two words together, because so many times your needs in April are so much different from your needs in September. We're looking for impact players, and I think it's always your goal as an organization to find at least three impact players in each draft.
Competing in football's best division raises the stakes for Keim and his staff, and the group will need to find more gems, such as Andre Ellington and Tyrann Mathieu, to keep pace in the NFC West.
The division we're in is a great division. You're battle-tested when you come out of it.
It's a great litmus test to play those teams in the division, because it helps expose where your limitations are, where you feel like you need to improve.
For the time being, it doesn't appear that one of those limitations is at quarterback. If Carson Palmer can play at the level he maintained over the second half of the 2013 season.
A beautiful throw by Carson Palmer.
That doesn't mean that the front office won't have one eye on the present and the other on the future.
We're always looking to draft a quarterback. If we fall in love with a quarterback at 20 or our second round pick or our third round pick, and the grade and the value fits the pick, we'll certainly make that selection.
As they move from the combine to their war room at team headquarters, Keim and his group have more film to watch and work to do before they can answer the question of who the Cardinals will select in the 2014 NFL Draft.
There's a